This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Coming in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Because this is Wednesday, well, this portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Joining us again from high atop the offices of Second Call Defense is Second Call Defense CEO and founder, Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm a little tired. I took a week off of riding bikes, and I got back into it today. And for some reason, I decided climbing Mount Kickbutt was a good idea. So I'm sort of wore out.
Well, you probably wanted to punish yourself a little bit for that week off.
Punish it. Punish it. Please, sir, may I have another? Now, are you going to watch the debate tonight?
You know, I was just sitting here thinking about this, that, you know, and I have a lot of people that are involved in politics and report on it, and so they have to, but and I'm not going to. I know who I'm going to vote for. I've always known who I was going to vote for, and it was whoever was running against Hillary Clinton. It doesn't make sense to me that we as Americans can look at where Hillary Clinton stands and think for a moment that she's not going to be as bad as we know she's going to be. And I could even think about pulling a switch for her. I mean, if you look at Benghazi, you know, four people watched them die, basically, and ignored their pleas. And what she say about, you know, a good gun control plan would be the Australian method, where they right. seize and destroy 650,000 guns. And then, of course, Heller's wrong, and it goes on and on and on. And, yeah, I don't have to go much further than that. So, I'm hopeful that that Donald Trump comes out swinging and takes her out the right way. I don't, and folks, for a minute, I don't believe the polls. Not for a minute. So
I don't
do it either.
I think the polls are a propaganda tripe.
Ronald Reagan this time was down 11 points.
Yeah, he was. And, you know, just the other day, I mean, Rasmussen, for some reason, came out of nowhere with Donald Trump on top. So.
Yeah,
I exist in this heightened state of awareness to where I just sit back and say, they're all out to give me. I don't believe any of them. Who's my pacifier?
And that's probably where I am also, because, you know, the media is down and dirty for Hillary. And I never understood that either. And we can't trust them. And all they're trying to do is to keep us home, sitting on the couch. Everybody listening has got to make sure they take two friends with them and make sure that your buddies vote, because we can stop this. We can stop it easily. All we have to do is exercise the rights that so many, including you, have fought and some have died for.
See, the part that's bugging me the most about this is we have these, I'm looking at the Republicans, and I don't understand why all of these guys have decided we're going to say we're not. Couldn't they have gone to Trump and said, look, we think you're going to win, and we think when you win that you're going to come in here and kick a bunch of butts up over some people's shoulders. What's it going to take to work with you? And we'll give you all the support we can. Isn't that the political way? How come there's no deal making going on with this stuff?
When have you ever heard a Democratic candidate turn on another Democrat? It doesn't happen.
No.
And the Republicans are a bunch of babies, and I would like to call them much worse. Rob Portman, who I've respected for a long time, is my senator. I'm done. He pulled his support from Trump, and that's like telling me that, you know, you're going to hand Hillary Clinton 4 years of America. That's unacceptable. I won't stand for it. And, you know, I have one of my offices is being rented up to a Portman campaign. They're making phone calls. I went back in there and I said, hey, you know, we're done. You just lost me. And they shook their head and they said, you won't believe how our phones are ringing. So it's just not you and it's just not me that are sick of the Republicans being afraid. They're trying to protect themselves. You know, well, we got to protect, you know, ourselves down ticket. Bull crap. You know, you fight for who you brought to the dance. And how much longer are we going to buy into the lies that they keep shoveling us in the Democratic Party? That's all they are. They, like I said before, they destroyed Romney with a bunch of lies. McCain with a bunch of lies. And they're doing the same thing.
Well, at least when Trump is there. I mean, Romney did not have it in him to look at whoever the moderator was and say, you know, I'm having to go against this guy over here and you two today. I'm in a four-way debate. I got to debate the two of you and him. And, you know, right. Of course, I've got to watch myself, too. I mean, Romney never would have done that. And he didn't do that. He was quite too. And that's the problem with these guys. They're just so genteel. Don't they understand that this is the time to get bloody?
You know what? You would think they'd want to get bloody. And if they were anything like half the man you are, they would go out fighting and swinging. And they would be doing everything they possibly can for America. Because, folks, if you think about what America will look like after 8 years of Hillary Clinton, even after 4 years of Hillary Clinton, you know, I can't imagine. Just looking at the Second Amendment rights, was I judge a person's character on how they feel about my freedom and my right to keep and bear arms to protect my God-given gift of life, that's the starting point for me. But then everything else, and I think about the military, and I think about these people sitting around a room on a telephone watching people die in Benghazi and not sending anybody to help. That makes no sense. What difference does it make, America? Well, it's time to tell her what difference it makes, and I'm not giving up on my fellow American. Not this time. I refuse to. I just cannot believe that you and I and your listeners are the only ones that are thinking like that. I think so many people have been beaten bloody or senseless into political correctness, they won't tell anybody who they're going to vote for.
Oh, I'm just waiting for the day. I can't wait for November the 8th to get here. Because first of all, it'll be over with. I'm real tired of this political season. I really am.
Oh, God. What, the political season that started 4 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm going into it. I mean, even my grocery stores, I went to Fresh Market the other day and they already have the Christmas Advent calendars out. Nobody seems to want to wait. And so, you know, I try to be very patient because a patient man will, you know, given time, will see the bodies of his enemies go by him. You know, I'm trying to be patient and wait all this stuff out. And I'm ready to go vote. And I'm ready to have this done. And
early voting in Ohio started last week. And, you know, I'm torn about that. I'm thinking, well, do I go just vote now to get it over with? You know, to make sure that in case anything happens, at least I voted. You know, and I'm so torn on it. There's something about walking in there on election day, standing in line, looking at people in the face, and going in there and voting. And you know, early voting, absentee voting, was just another tool of the progressives to make sure they could get whoever they had out to vote. That was their get out to vote campaign. And they won a huge victory for that because they got the Obama phones and they start ringing them. Hey, we've noticed you haven't voted yet. We've noticed you haven't registered to vote yet. Do you need to ride the polls? That's one thing the community organizer and great has successfully done. They have a pretty big machine going to get their vote out. But I truly believe that, there's a large percentage of that vote that Obama got that either aren't going to be interested enough or excited enough about Hillary Clinton to vote for her, or they're just going to flat out, you know, have a bad taste in their mouth because they're going to finally realize after 20 years of oppression and voting for Democrats is just not working anymore.
Well, I mean, you know, one thing that there's two things. Well, you know what? We're coming up on the first break. So let me do second call defense. I'm a member. You should be a member. If you carry a gun, you should be doing that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Oh,
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Coming to you live, I was just enjoying Don Felder there. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
Indeed. Joining me again from Second Call Defense is CEO and founder Sean Maloney. Got a question from the chat room. In the event of something like, say, an L.A. riots or a Ferguson or something like that, some sort of an uprising riot situation kind of thing, with a Second Call Defense member in there that might get swept into it, if they use weapons that they legally own, once order is restored and everything, would you, when all that dust settles, would you guys be stepping in to represent them?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime anybody, any of our members are in fear of their life or serious bodily injury of the life or serious bodily injury of others, and they use a firearm in self-defense, we're going to be there. We're not going to hesitate. And that, you know, and that's the reality of America. And, you know, there's a couple cases that I'm aware of, and you and I talk all the time. We just never know the time and the place. You had a young couple with a couple young kids in the house. Someone kicks the door open. They tell him to leave three times. The husband gets a shotgun. He won't leave. Starts approaching him. One in the chest. He dies. And there's an investigation. Now, there's pretty clear that at 2:00 in the morning in a house he doesn't belong in, that they properly used lethal force. But again, there's an investigation. And then one I thought that was interesting, and it's probably similar to your house. 7:00 in the morning, husband and wife in bed, they hear something, they're thinking, well, maybe it's one of the kids or something that just decided to come over and see us. All of a sudden, there's a stranger in their bedroom. Both reached the nightstand and grabbed their firearms and held them until the police got there. But you know what's amazing about that? 2001, the guy was arrested and served time for attempted murder, left his jacket and his handgun on their couch. And so, of course, he was also charged with having a firearm under a disability. But that just kind of drove it home that you never know when something like this is going to happen. And unfortunately, it's getting worse. And I say that, you know, with nearly 25 years of criminal defense experience, I remember what it was like as a young attorney walking into a courtroom. I remember the respect and just the general attitude of people. All that's gone. It doesn't matter anymore. It's a different planet and it's a different world. And, folks, you always just got to be looking. Make sure that you're prepared for anything. Because you know what? It might be my back that you're saving. So that's why I'm happy I live in a state with over 600,000 concealed carry holders now in Ohio, on top of Florida, on top of Utah, on top of everybody else. So, you know, and that's never bothered me. And I live in a safer world because of that. But we always have to be on yellow alert, and we always have to pay attention. And trust me when I say this, the reason why I started Second Call Defense was I was sick and tired of watching the good guy get beat to death by a prosecutor or by an investigation. And that's why this all happened.
The other question that, I'm going to go ahead and ask it simply because it interests me, because of, I actually think it would be very difficult to impose it, but the concept of martial law, which is now just more of a concept with today's military, because that would be a military thing, and I don't think the military could actually pull that off. I don't think they have the manpower. I don't think they have the people. They fired all the guys that have, you know, all the combat vets. I just don't think they have it. But in the event of a martial law uprising and everything, after we've all run around and done what we had to do, would you be reconstituting? And because there's going to be some sort of tribunal or something come up late on, would you be reconstituting at that point?
I think we'd have to try to do whatever we could do. Basically, I can tell you that any endorsed insurance program, even the NRA's endorsed insurance program, because of martial law and we're violating the law by having firearms, then the insurance portion's not going to be there. But I have something different than nobody else. We have a heavily funded foundation, and that foundation, we can spend money on whatever we want. And I'm not going to turn my back on a fellow American. We're going to do whatever we can do, whether it's I make phone calls and get my buddies and get my friends who are attorneys, and we go in there, or we use foundation money to do whatever we're doing. And so we hate to think about something like that. But, you know, I try not to be too paranoid. I try not to get my tinfoil hat out a whole lot. But I was wondering, you know, what's it going to take for Americans to say, you know what, that's enough. And when you think about the quotes I kind of read you about Hillary, what she's willing to do, you know, what kind of executive order is she going to write and try to enforce that's going to make us say, you know what, that's enough. I'd like to think that the oath keepers out there and the people out there will prevent that, but martial law certainly is reality because, you know what, look at every major storm we've had. They've called it.
Well, martial law, yeah, but see, martial law, the problem with martial law, nationwide martial law, is not calling for it. It's
implementing it. Absolutely.
Enforcing it. That'd be a tough part because they've already thrown the cops under the bus. The military today is at a lower level than it's ever been. Not in the modern era, since World War II, it's at the lowest level it's ever been. And I don't think most of the hardened guys, you know, I think that actually there's enough generals left in the military to where when they called for it, they might roll, but they're just going to, you know, encircle the Capitol. I don't think they play that game.
Yeah, and I think also, if based on everything you said, it would be like one man trying to plug 10 holes in a dike. It'd be impossible.
Well, you've got when you think about just AR-15, just that platform alone, there's 8 times as many AR-15s as there are, M4s and M16s in all of the military components.
I believe that based on the secret of firearm sales in America that the government will not talk about anymore. Yeah. I look at the ATF numbers every month. And I kind of chuckled to myself because they exponentially beat the month before. They beat the month before. We've talked about that before, too. You're so right. The amount of firearms that our citizenry has out there really is carrying out the intended purpose of the Second Amendment to make sure that the militia is ready when need be. And unfortunately, there's a lot of Americans that think that we're so beyond that. Well, we would never do that, or our government would never do that to ourselves. Really? What do you think is behind universal background checks? It's gun registration, folks. You know what? And then they tell us, well, Obama never seized your guns. You know what he did? He trampled my rights. He tried to make things more difficult. That's gun control.
Well, we'll talk about what Obama did when we get back. We're going into the next break. Second call defense. Don't leave home without it. If you're carrying a gun for self-defense, you need to be carrying that card. We'll be right back.
Think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Joining me again is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. We had a lot of questions about this person with a gun with a disability. You want to
Right.
clear that real quick?
Yeah. When you have a disability, and I have a problem with disabilities, I think one of my last comments was there's a lot of disabilities out there after a sentence has been served and people should be released. Pure and simple, they're not getting it. That's a form of gun control in my mind. And there's a number of nonviolent offenders that I've represented over the years for relief of disability. And certainly there's some disabilities that I disagree with, again, forms of gun control. Most all insurance companies, I will say, if you use a firearm and you're under disability, you're breaking the law just by having that firearm. So all the insurance companies of the world, they're out. And basically everybody else out there but us are out. There may be an exception that I'm not aware of. But with the foundation that I created, I have the flexibility to find out what the disability was, hear the facts of the case, and not have to act just because the person was defending himself was under disability, because you can properly use self-defense because you're legitimately in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm. but all of a sudden, you know, you wrote a couple bad checks and you could have been sentenced to more than a year, although you never were. So now you're under federal firearms disability and you haven't got it removed, or you get in front of a judge that won't remove it. If that happens, depending upon the circumstances, the Second Call Defense Foundation can still provide relief. And the insurance portion, including ours, can't, just because that's the federal law.
Anyway.
But feel free to call me, guys, if you have any more questions on that, or if you have questions about being under disability and how to remove that disability. I'll be happy to talk with you.
We were talking about, you mentioned how Obama's never taken anybody's guns. Well, what is it? It's 200,000 veterans who, because they like to take their disability checks and buy Slim Jims and lotto tickets, they can't buy guns now, right?
Right. I mean, it's gun control. And, you know, and we're having, you know, something that breaks my heart every day is the number of vets that are committing suicide. And the vast majority of them won't seek and get help because they know they're going to lose their guns if they go to get psychological treatment for PTSD. And, you know, and they're being attacked, they're being belittled, and we're not taking care of the people that take care of us. So, you know, that has to happen. And don't you think for a minute under Hillary Clinton there's any member of a military that's going to get a break. They're not. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And again, it's all in our control, it's in our power, and I believe that the silent majority or the downtrodden, beat-up majority is out there, and we're just waiting to pull that switch. Punch that Chad or push that electronic button, or in Colorado, mail in your ballot. So, you know,
I use an electronic machine, but if I was going where they had punch cards, I would take a little Tupperware container and make sure I left with all of my Chads.
Yes, I'm not sure. There may be some places that have Chads, but billions of dollars have been spent on some voting machines that I don't trust. When I have a problem when I'm punching something in a computer, I really don't know where that information's going.
Right.
If WikiLeaks can come up with all these emails, can shut down the Pentagon, can do everything else they're doing, you're not thinking that they can get in to our electronic online voting machines? It's crazy. I mean, now the information is being transferred online or electronically by Bluetooth sometimes transferred. So they're not secure. And I don't have a lot of confidence in 100% of our ballots being counted properly. I know there's a lot of voter fraud going out there. That, you know, there's a lot of dead people voting already that I've heard about. And, you know, it's just disheartening that there's a lot of people that aren't even American citizens that are voting that I've read articles about, you know. And all we want is a fair system. And I think that started to break down when we went with, you know, you really don't have to leave your house, just mail the ballot in. And Tim Knight did a video that I saw part of in informing somebody, when you find that card, that's a live ballot, turn it in.
The orphan ballot.
Exactly. And that's some problem he had during the recalls. He knew that you'd go to a post office box and there'd be 30 or 40 of those in the garbage or on the floor. Well, people are scooping them up, and guess what? They don't know who filled them out, and they're being used as ballots. They're orphan ballots, and that's what we got to remember. And they're pushing, mail-in only ballots all over America. In Ohio, again, every registered voter got a card offering them an absentee ballot. You know, and how do you control who's filling that ballot out and who's mailing it in? To me, that's crazy. And that's why when the system was created, there was one day and we all showed up and we voted in person. And we were required to have ID. I heard today, Bill, that there's 18 states that don't require any form of ID to vote. How does that make any sense whatsoever?
Well, you know, we can't be disenfranchising people, Sean. God, man, where's your compassion?
I know. Isn't it terrible? What's your name? Bill Smith.
Well, vote right here, Mr. Smith.
Exactly.
However, if you come up to me and say, I'd like to buy this gun, I need 27 forms of ID.
ID. Yeah, exactly. One civil right, they don't care. Another civil right, they care deeply.
Yeah, that part of it just cracks me up. Not to as far as Obama and gun grabs, too, one thing to mention is he did try with the social. He was going to try to use the same criteria about people on Social Security as he did with the vets. He was going to try to apply that. That would have been like 4 million people that he would have denied guns to. So, yeah, he hasn't gone out and seized guns. He's just trying to do it here and do it there, a little bit here. And that's what that whole no fly, no buy list is about, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, now think about how, talk about probable cause. You couldn't get a conviction on this anywhere in America. So you're on a list. Nobody can tell you how you got on that list. And more importantly, there's no way to get off the list. But if you're on it, you can't exercise your civil rights, your God-given right to purchase a firearm. Or and how ridiculous is that? Yet we allow these people to let us buy into that. And all of a sudden, that makes sense. I have pro-gun legislators that come up to me and say, you know what? I support this no-fly list. I said, how can you do that? How can you do that as an American? You know, God forbid if someone figures out and puts us all on no-fly list, then what happens?
My feeling is if there's some guy out there and he's on a terrorist watch list, he should only be on the terrorist watch list as long as it takes us to find him. And then, at the very least, he should not, if he can't fly, he shouldn't be able to ride in a Greyhound bus or take a car or a train or walk or buy a bike. He shouldn't be allowed to travel. That should be a no movement, which means you are then incarcerated, which I don't understand why the only thing you can't get on is a plane.
Exactly. Well, now they're coming to the realization that the borders to be worried about aren't the Mexican borders anymore. I grew up near the Canadian Pennsylvania border. You know, we are separated by 17 miles of lake sometimes, and then up the road a few miles, you know, you could basically swim across, boat across, or walk across. Buffalo, New York, you know, you can come across anytime you want. They're not, and think about in the western states, there aren't any border guards. I mean, you're in the deep, deep woods. You can walk across from Canada anytime you want to.
And hang on for me. We're going into the last break. Second call defense. I'm a member. You should be a member. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right. Mark Farner, Slashing and Burning, Grand Funk Railroad. Welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
As long as you do that, and I think they're still asking, is there... There's no... My guest this hour is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Just to clear up the last little bit of this, when you're talking a firearms disability, you're talking that's a technical term where you're no longer able to own a gun, right? There's no help. This is not about you being in a wheelchair or on crutches or anything.
Right. A federal firearms disability, the disability is a legal term. You're under a disability, meaning you can't have one. And if you're sentenced for anything or you cop a plea to anything, and you could potentially be sentenced to more than 1 year and 1 day in jail, whether you ever serve a minute in jail or not, you are automatically under a federal firearms disability. Now, it used to be before 9/11, you could apply to the United States District Attorney's Office to have that disability removed. And they would, and then it's similar to an expungement. You've been a good person, you're a productive member of society, you know, and there's only very limited circumstances, but, you know, they're very real. And, you can't own or possess or even be in a house with a firearm. But in Ohio, for example, after 9/11, the federal government said, we don't have time to deal with these. We're going to leave it to the states. States, you determine if someone's going to get a relief from liability, and we'll honor your decision. Problem was, in Ohio, it was probably 7 or 8 years since that was done before we even had a law to allow a relief from disability. So we had hundreds and probably thousands of people that were eligible for relief from disability. There was no legal way to get it in Ohio. And so finally, Buckeye Firearms recognized that, and we pushed that law through. You know, and that's what people can't understand, that if you are sentenced, or you could potentially be sentenced, whether you serve a day or not, or whether you got 10 days in jail, but you potentially could have got 366 days in jail, you're automatically under disability. And even after you serve your sentence, your probation, your community control is over with, and you're now you can vote and you can do everything, your gun rights are never automatically restored. Your voting rights may be, but your gun rights, you have to go to court and you have to get that relief. If anybody has any questions, unclear, 513-484-0142. I'll put it in the chat box.
Yeah, I'm being asked, and that would show up on a background check. All of that's entered into NICS, right?
Correct.
You then have a criminal background, right?
Exactly. And unfortunately, a lot of people have a relief from disability, and for whatever reason, it doesn't get in the system. So the ATF that runs the background check, Sean Maloney was convicted of burglary. He could have possibly been sentenced, even though the next sheet says that, you know what, charges were dismissed. They see that on there, and for some reason, today's day and age, they automatically deny you, and then you have to file a NICS appeal. And right now, folks, if you have to do a NICS appeal, you're talking about a year before they even look at it, and that's ridiculous.
They're not even staffing that, are they?
No, they're saying, well, part of it is probably because record numbers of people are buying firearms, but in my view, since the Obama administration has been in place, they're slow rolling things, and they probably have internal memos out that they're hoping that once I get a letter that says, you know what, I'm under a disability and I can't buy a firearm, I'll just think I'm under a disability for the rest of my life, and as a law-abiding citizen, I never will, even though I could. There's a lot of that. I've done a lot of NICS appeals where I look at the stuff and say, you're not under a disability, and then we have to appeal to the FBI and say, here's the judge's sheets, here's everything. They are not under disability. And then they send everything back and say, you're right, you're not under disability, go pick up your gun. But you know what? The next time you go buy a gun, you're under disability still because they sent all that information back. I think that's the game they play too. So when you get a relief from disability, the best thing to do is to apply for a UPIN number and just get it over with. And if anybody's having those problems, call me. I know a number of attorneys. And I even have a friend that'll sue the United States government for you successfully.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing that we have to spend thousands of dollars to exercise our rights and there's no gun control? I'm sorry, there's a lot of gun control. It's just that it's being done quietly and everybody's saying they don't know, they're confused and they don't know what's going on. So when someone tells you you can't, they better prove it to you first that they can't. And unfortunately, and I can tell you that there's been some people that have walked into my office that it's just so egregious I haven't charged them. I just can't in good conscience charge them for something that the government is raping them with. And I've done that a lot because it's ridiculous. So remember, when the progressives say Obama's never taken your guns and Hillary's not going to take your guns, every time they make it more difficult, every time they restrict a magazine capacity, every time they tell you when, where, and how, and if you can protect your gift of life, that's gun control, folks. Don't let them try to snow you.
Yeah, well, I mean, they want to, of course, they don't want to take your guns. They just want to tell you which ones you can own. And they'd really like to be like Kamala Harris, wouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt about that. I know that Tim is getting ready to go to Maine. I know that you're probably doing stuff in the background and everything else. In these last 3 weeks, I mean, I think the problem that the press is going to have with Trump is that every time they do something to Trump or every time they think that they're them putting out these polls and everything about how Hillary's ahead of this and Hillary's ahead of that, Hillary's not anywhere to be found. We probably won't see her again after tonight until, what, November the 9th, maybe. I don't know.
Now, think about this. The polls are telling me that Hillary Clinton's ahead in Arizona?
Yeah.
Come on. I was born at night, but not last night, folks, and don't you believe it. And I'll be heading to Virginia now that I can drive to Virginia. I'll be heading there for a couple days in the coming weeks to do a little bit of campaigning there. And certainly Tim's going to be in Maine. And then in Florida, I'm going to try to get there once I work through a few issues here and there. And then, but you know what? We can't give up, folks. Call your friends, talk to your buddies, talk to your coworkers. When you're eating lunch, just start talking to them and challenge them. And just get a few points. If you're an NRA member, look at this month's magazine. It's full of stuff about Hillary. You know, it's full of stuff about what she's going to do. And I watch, you had Ted Nugent on, which was great. And I watched the Outdoor Channel again was Spirit of the Wild, and they had that 5-minute anti-Hillary, pro-Trump commercial on again, starting out with Mark Geist, the hero of Benghazi. You know, Sean Hannity's on it. A number of celebrities are on it, you know, and saying, hey, wait a minute. And that's just a great commercial. And you got to remember that the media is not our friends. You can't believe a damn thing they're saying to us. And I can't wait to be able to hold them to task. You know what? They don't deserve the protection that you fought for under the First Amendment. They don't deserve that because they're not doing anything whatsoever to need that protection because they're not speaking the truth. And unfortunately, I hear, well, you know what? The big problem is the American people, they don't care. Well, that may be true in the past, but I think that that the sleeping bear has been woke up.
Yeah, I think every time they push against Trump, I think that everybody looks at that and says, this is the media ganging up on him, and this is the establishment ganging up on him, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats. So think about this, Bill.
It
sends badly for them.
The Clinton machine did something to WikiLeaks that nobody could do. They shut him down for a day.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. And they wanted to, you know, Hillary wanted to, you know, drone Julian Assange.
Could you believe that? Because she knew what was out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I hope finally that that the Catholics are paying attention. I was born and raised a Catholic. I'm a Catholic. And the law that doesn't allow anybody to preach the politics from the pulpit is ridiculous. And I hope they're realizing that just how, you know, the progressives feel about us and how they feel about, you know, Americans in general. They don't care anything about us at all. They only care about themselves.
Never have, never will. They just want your vote and your money. We're about to run out of time. Second call defense. If you carry a gun, if you have it on you, if you have it in your car, if you have it in your home, and you have it to defend yourself, if you're a legal law-abiding gun owner, you need to be a member of Second Call Defense. Thank you, sir, for joining me this evening. We're going to roll into hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress. Looking for an edge.
Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.